What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
I've got Ross Clifford on the line, ready to talk about Easter and, in particular, a very interesting study that's just been done. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning to you, Rodney. I am excited.
You're excited? Tell us about your excitement today.
Well, not only Easter that's coming upon us, but this survey again shows how many people in our country have a basic belief in the person of Jesus, even if they don't go to church. It's wonderful news.
Tell us, who's done this survey and what's it showing us?
Well, it's an independent survey, and some of the people caught up with it are the co-director of the Centre for Public Christianity in Sydney, John Dixon, but it's a nationwide survey. It's been carried in The Age and other newspapers. And what the survey's tried to do is identify people who say they're not born again. So, Rodney, that means people who don't have the evangelical, Baptist, Pentecostal view of faith. So people who are not born again or have that tag to them, and ask them whether they believe in the resurrection of Jesus. And 45% of the people who were not born again said they actually believe in the resurrection of Jesus. So this includes people of other religions, people who don't go to church and the like. So just think about that. 45% of people in the survey who are not born again say they believe in the resurrection of Jesus. So if you take the born again figures in, because that represents another 15% of the population, well, those who believe in the actual resurrection of Jesus in our country is well into the 50%.
That is interesting. What are some of the other things that they found out? Because obviously they would have asked more questions than that.
Yes, 31% believe Jesus lived before Christ, which, before BC, which most of us believe he was probably born about 4 BC. So people kind of understood that. It's interesting, 87% knew Easter was connected with the resurrection. 57% knew it was connected with the death of Jesus. So the resurrection of Jesus, people get at Easter. They get that more than even the death of Jesus, which I find quite extraordinary. And was Jesus a real figure? Now, here's one for the skeptics and the atheists out there. Was Jesus a real figure? So again, you're asking people who don't claim to be born again. So you're not going to what they would see as the conservative Christian group. Of those who are not born again, 11% said no, Jesus was not a real figure. 39% said yes, he was a real figure, but without divine powers. And 50% said yes, he was a divine figure. He was a real figure with divine powers. So that means almost 90% of Australians who are not born again believe Jesus was a real figure, and 50% of them believe he had real divine powers. Mate, that's remarkable. Of people who are not born again, 45% said he was actually resurrected on Easter Sunday. Nearly 90% of them know Easter's about the resurrection of Jesus. And at least 50% of them say not only was he a real person, but he had divine powers. Mate, the ground of faith is alive and well in this country. Let me tell you, it's just not always been connected to the church.
This is very interesting because so often it's portrayed that there is a small group of Christians who will believe these things about Jesus, and the rest of the community thinks that, it's a bunch of hogwash. But this is bearing out once again that this is not the case, that there is a strong support within the community for belief in Jesus as a real person and a very strong belief there that he was divine.
Absolutely. You take people who are not born again, 90% of them say Jesus was a real figure, and 50% said he had divine powers, and the other 39% aren't committed to that, but they obviously see him as a real figure with good stuff to teach us. So 90% of Australians are saying this guy lived, and at least 50% are saying of Australians not only did he live, he had divine powers and he had a resurrection. mate, you know, that's just extraordinary news. And as somebody said, when a kind of similar survey came out a few years ago, somebody said in the press, it's interesting, isn't it, that when you look at that grassroots belief in Australia in the resurrection of Jesus amongst people who don't even claim to be born again, when you look at that, sometimes you get the feeling that there's a greater belief in the divine powers of Jesus and his resurrection outside the church than within some of the Christian denominations in this country.
Rodney Olsen here talking to Ross Clifford. We're talking about an amazing survey that's been done in Australia saying that there is a large amount of people in Australia who would not consider themselves to be Christian or born again, who still believe that Jesus was a real person, and around half of that group believe that Jesus was divine, that he had divine powers. I mean, this is extraordinary, Ross, but I guess we've got to say, what does it actually mean for us?
I think it means for us, Rodney, that the fact of the resurrection, the truthfulness of it, Aussies basically get. You know, there's such overwhelming evidence that this man who died upon a cross for our sin actually defeated death. And I mean, I don't think Australians are stupid. I mean, they're not just saying that because they've been taught that in Sunday school and whatever. I think deep down, you know, they get a sense that these gospels that record this are reliable. I mean, you know, that they're sensible enough to ask, well, you know, why was the tomb empty? I mean, how do you explain that? I mean, why didn't they produce his body? You know, how come followers of Jesus died for this belief rather than say, oh, we created it, we made it up? I mean, why did people let themselves, you know, suffer incredible agony and death rather than just recant something they knew was false? But of course they couldn't, because they knew it was true. So I think Australians, you know, common sense-wise, put this together, you know. There's strong biblical evidence. There's strong historical evidence that this guy lived. No one's been able to explain the empty tomb. No one's been able to give any credence to any other alternative. And they see the strength of the church and the good things that have done in Jesus' name. And, yeah, I mean, this thing adds up. That's what I think is taking place.
It's interesting, some of the statistics you quoted before say 50% of these people knew that Easter was connected with the death of Jesus, and these are people outside the church, as we mentioned before. 57% knew that Easter's connected with the death of Jesus, and 87% knew that it concerns the resurrection. So it shows that there's perhaps just a little bit of confusion as to what the Easter message is. So just in simple terms, what is Easter really about?
Look, Easter's about the fact that God became man. He came to reveal himself to us and to die for our sins. He did that upon the cross on Good Friday. And to prove that he really is God and our sins have been defeated, he rose from the grave on Easter Sunday. And Easter Sunday shows that death is defeated and that this person, Jesus, really is the Son of God, and his claims to take our sin and to show us how to live, and the fact that he could identify with us in all our hurts and all our agonies and all our pain and suffering, because he's been through all of that, heading up to the cross and on the cross, is true. He died on Friday, rose again on Sunday. And, mate, if you've got someone dead at point eight beyond resuscitation, there's no doubt. If you see the film The Passion with Gibson, there's no doubt this guy died at point A. If someone's dead at point A beyond resuscitation and alive at point B, you've got resurrection, and I think Australians understand that. Rodney, can I just give two little things that people might not be aware of that really give confirmation to this historical story?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, one is that he was buried by Joseph of Arimathea. Now, that is absolutely extraordinary. I mean, they've put that in the Gospels. And Joseph of Arimathea was a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin. And Arimathea, we know, was a little dusty old town. So what they've actually done, when they've recorded in the Gospels the man responsible for his death, Joseph of Arimathea, they've said, this is the guy who's a member of the ruling Sanhedrin who lives in Arimathea. It's like saying, this is Rodney or Ross Clifford and Rodney Olsen. You can check them out. This is their address in the phone book. You don't give such detail. This is the man, a member of the Sanhedrin, who lived in that little dusty town, Arimathea. I used to be a lawyer. You don't give that detail if you're recording something that's false. That means that people could check him out. They could go to their phone book of their day and actually find him and ring him and say, did you bury this guy? it's extraordinary detail you don't give if you're creating a story. And the other thing to remember is it's the women surrounding Jesus who saw him die, saw where he was buried, where Joseph of Arimathea took him, and saw him resurrected. And as even strong Jewish historians have said, women weren't allowed to give evidence in a court of law in those days to allow women to be that primary witness of his death and burial and resurrection has an extraordinary ring of truth. You don't do that if you're creating falsehood. You'd make sure it was men who saw all those events, including his burial, an extraordinary ring of truth. So in these gospel accounts, you've got the women seeing his death, burial, and resurrection. They're the only ones who saw the whole three. And you've got Joseph Arimathea, a well-known guy who could be located, responsible for his death and burial. Mate, extraordinary ring of truth. Aussies get that. They've heard the story. They see it. They can see the reliable evidence. They can see changed lives. They can see what the church does. They know the tomb is empty. There's no explanation for that. And so close to 50% of people who are not born again saying, yeah, this actually happened. He was resurrected. Another 40% say, yeah, he actually lived, but I've still got doubts about that. But that itself is just an incredible opening. 90% say, this Jesus is real. And 90% know Easter is about the resurrection. And 45% of those non-churchgoers, non-born again, are owning the resurrection for themselves. Mate, it's a wonderful weekend. Let's celebrate it and let's share the message with our friends.
And so for those people who are not part of a church, who are still thinking, yeah, I get some of this, but, you know, it's, you know, it doesn't make me want to head along to a church this weekend. If they're wanting to observe Easter, what would you suggest for them?
Look, why don't you get one of the Gospels? I mean, just open up, say, Mark's Gospel. That's the shortest in your New Testament. Grab hold of the New Testament and read Mark's Gospel. It'll probably take you no more than an hour. Read through it, get the Easter story, and see as you read it, the ring of truth in this. Read John's Gospel for another alternative and get the ring of truth in this and just get a sense. Yeah, just take an hour to do that. All of us should do that. And I just think if you open your heart to God and read that gospel, you will find that affirmation that so many Australians are saying that Jesus is risen, risen indeed, is truth. And it'll come a conviction upon your heart, and then you'll have a new understanding of life, that he died for your sin and my sin, set us free. He understands our life and our journey. It's just a remarkable story. There is a God who loved us so much, he came into the world for us, mate. I think Aussies get it. I'm just excited.
Well, Ross, I hope you have a wonderful Easter. I mean, reflecting on Friday, on that cruel death, but celebrating on Sunday, the resurrection and all that means. So a happy Easter to you and to your family, and we'll catch up with you this time next week.
Have a blessed Easter, Rodney.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.